Hello everyone, and welcome back to The Board Gaming Doctor. My name is Phil, and I'll be your Board Game Doctor today. In this episode, I go over my review of Federation, a game designed and released in 2022, playable online for free at Board Game Arena. This game is designed by Dimitri Perrier and Mathieu Verdier, art by Miguel Coimbra, published by Explorate. This game is for 2 to 4 players. It plays in about 1 to 2 hours. Its weight on BoardGameGeek is a 3.71 out of 5. Its overall ranking at the time of recording is 1,002, and the overall average rating is an 8.0 out of 10. Federation, as a game overview, is a worker placement, resource management, area majority game that thematically represents the efforts of 5 planets in a science fiction setting trying to enter into a galactic federation. You place workers into a Senate board over 5 rounds, and depending on where you place them, resulting in what tracks you advance on the game represented by the different planets in this new federation, and what projects you support through area majority, you win the game with the most points. Now, to go into some of these mechanisms a little bit more and to highlight what this game brings to the table, first, you have double-sided worker placement. You can place a worker on one side representing a number of influence, or in other words, the voting side. Having the most numbers in a row on the Senate board gives you the majority of that row and points based off of a track on your board. On the flip side, you can place a worker with the funding symbol on it, funding a project in the column it is placed in and leading to potential points later on for that particular project. There is a tough decision on each turn on what side to place your token on and where to play it on the Senate board to take certain actions. Second, the area majority portion of scoring. There are some more considerations when it comes to placing your worker, besides on what side the token is on. In addition to area majority scoring per row, as mentioned before, the Senate board is split into left and right sides, and the side with the most votes gets bonus points based on the planet that it is assigned to the very end of a round, and that changes from round to round. In sum, there are points to be had in rows, in columns, and based on the left and right side of the Senate board, based off of where you place these workers, thus muddying the decisions on where you place your workers each turn. Finally, there is track advancement in this game. Many points can be made by advancing up different planet tracks, which may tie into what is going on with the Senate board and with each other. Each planet offers different mechanisms such as resource conversion, asymmetric player powers, or just simple track advancement for points. Your influence in these planets, if targeted over many rounds, can get you influence tokens, which are big points at the end of the game if you accumulate many of these tokens. Now for some game comparisons. The first game that I have played and that I thought of when I played Federation was Virage. Both games are medium to heavyweight and offer interaction in different ways. Area majority with Federation and the competition for shared resources and building spots on a shared board in Virage, both utilizing worker placement to do so. There is also an aspect of changing objectives during the game, with the objectives available from the beginning in Virage over a power track, and flipped over tactically during Federation. Both games are tight, especially at higher player counts with tough decisions and not a lot of resources to accomplish what you want to do. The second game that I want to compare is Tapestry. Both games feature tracks that you advance on that have many interactions among the tracks themselves. In higher player counts, the combination of track advancements may lead you to interact with opponents more, as it happens to be in Federation, in slightly different ways. Resource management feels very similar as well. Finally, my Rosenberg pick is Hollertown. For the fact that both games offer similar and multiple options to accomplish what you want to do over different spots on the worker placement board, meaning you have the same action such as taking sheep or taking a resource in multiple different spots in Hollertau, and that is the same in Federation, where you have different spots where you can go to both on the left and the right side to go to a certain planet and advance on that track. But sometimes you either have to place tokens in a different spot to gain area influence in a spot you weren't planning on in Federation, or in Hollertau by paying more workers for a spot that you need. In Federation, you can take certain actions with your own player board, so there's some mitigation to solving your area majority puzzle there as well, and I won't get into the details of how that works, but it's somewhat similar to the cards that you have in hand in Hollertau that you can play at any time. Over time, the objectives change in both games, meaning the laws that are in effect for both science and Federation or the printed on goods that you need to convert in order to move your community board to the right in Hollertown. And so it requires some pivoting to score the most points, especially if you know what is coming up in Hollertown or how you tactically react to it in Federation. Now for the peer review. So going over the many comments on this game in Board Game Geek, for praises and concerns, starting with praise, people love how complex the decisions are in this game, with multiple rounds to getting what you want, perhaps in clever ways. The interconnectivity of the different planet tracks is intriguing to a lot of people too. They don't feel very sterile or separated to advance on. Interaction is pretty high in this game without it being too punishing or negative, with the opportunity to make negotiations over the table to influencing others to take certain action spots. The table presence in person is praised as well as being quite the looker on the table. There are some concerns though, and so many people have tried this game, me included, on Board Game Arena, and some say that the game plays a lot better in person, unfortunately, since worker placement is so interactive and the opportunity to negotiate or influence other people is present in person a lot easier. The opportunity to talk to players and negotiate unofficially is harder to do so online. In addition, this game is hard to play well and can be difficult to grasp on your first play and perhaps even to teach as well. And in person, a lot of people say that it's hard and can be fiddly to manage the many little pieces that go on your player board and otherwise. So I've played this game a few times and should say as a caveat that I'm not a huge fan of tracks in games, and this game also in particular took a few plays to understand and finally click. I've played this game at 2 and 4 players, and learning the game at 2 players, in my personal experience, helped a lot for me. There was a lot of interactivity and a lot of blocked spaces at higher player counts, and so it was a little bit harder for me to really understand what the worker placement spots had to offer. And so, therefore, at 2 players, it was a lot easier just to kind of ease myself into the game. And I should mention that I did play this solely on Board Game Arena. As soon as all the different parts of the game clicked after a few plays, I could see the strategy start to open up. And I do think that this game is one that if you find the best routes at the beginning, like there is information that you can parse out from the beginning. For example, the way that certain planets are set up, certain tracks, and or what, you know, powers are available, technologies, etc. And so you can kind of plan your best route of strategy from there. However, being able to react to what players are doing and also to react to the different laws that come out on the Senate board each round is crucial for victory as well. I think that this game is meticulously designed, and I really enjoy the interactiveness of each part of the game, including the tracks, where it feels like they join together really well, where going to one planet can really benefit you in another planet, and then you can find that benefit somewhere else as well. And so it makes the decisions a lot tougher because you really can't accomplish everything that you want to in this game. You can't visit every single planet to its fullest capacity. And so even though they are very interactive and interconnected, you do have to specialize, I feel, in a few different planets and kind of go from there and hopefully find your way around your tableau as well as the Senate board to really climb up those tracks and do well in this game. And so I like how each quote-unquote minigame felt. They didn't feel isolated. They felt really connected to each other, and I liked that. I would like to play this game more, and I think if I see at different player counts and with different strategies to see if every game kind of feels a little different from one another, I'm hoping that it does so. And that was another concern that some people had, is that even though there are multiple routes to victory, once you've played this game about 5 to 10 times or so, it does start to feel less replayable. And so I'm hoping that the variety is there and the feeling of each game is different enough from game to game to make it feel exciting every time that you play. I don't know for me if it's going to be one of those games that I am consistently playing on Board Game Arena, but I think it's something that I could definitely come back to every once in a while and revisit the decision space that is in this game and really start to dip my toe into how to play this game more strategically. And perhaps if it does have a lot of variety in it and strategically feels different every time, then I think I would love to dive deeper into this game. But I think it's a really solid game. A lot of people really have enjoyed it. It being on Board Game Arena is definitely a boon for people to try it out. And I think this game has legs for the future. So those are my thoughts and review on Federation. Thank you for consulting with me, and hope that you schedule an appointment with me real soon. Take care.